This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
We're continuing to watch Israel. End time Bible prophecies frame our understanding as we do the understanding of God's view and His role of what is happening and what we see taking place. Meanwhile, you and I, as individual believers, have a personal worldview, a personal end-time eschatology, so that fuels the understanding that we have of the time that we live in, and really in that way, because we are equipped by the understanding that we have, good or bad, right? We know what to do, and in the best case, because of the anointing that God grants upon our life, and because we are taught of the Lord, we just understand what's happening. We just cut to the chase, see through the red tape, the fog of war. We have an understanding and a spiritual element that helps us know how to pray and also what to do so that we have peace. You know, we're not troubled. We're not in an uproar, although things would make you think that we could be completely discomforted, but we have peace. And therefore, here's the point of today's podcast. Are you an end time influencer? Because as influencers, we can project our influence. Hello. You know, project the influence that you do have. It's coming from the understanding and the peace that is resident in your spirit because of the indwelling Spirit of God, your understanding of what is taking place, your revelation level of what is taking place, your knowledge of the scriptures that relate to what is taking place. Therefore, you can relate to and project into the sphere that you're called into as an influencer. Now, granted, this idea of being an influencer, I don't mean to sound overly savvy or cool or trendy or anything, but hey, we do. For good or not so good, we do have the power to affect those that are around us. Another way of saying that is to influence them with what we believe, with what we know, you know, or not. We can do that or not. So we get a look at everything right now from an Acts 17 and Isaiah 9 perspective. We're talking about appointed things and the way that they affect the end time influencer. From our book, Running with Horses, November 8, Running with Horses, the title, Appointed Things, the scripture reference, Isaiah 9, verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. To order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So the zeal of the Lord of hosts, the zeal of our Lord, the captain of the host, the Lord's heaven's armies, this zeal accomplishes something unique, must take place. And the way that it takes place is through the individual believer depending on our understanding the way that we're able to cooperate with what he's doing. Well, that goes without saying, because it applies in everything. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end, comma, to order it, comma, and to establish it with judgment and with justice. All of this under the category of the zeal of the Lord of hosts, that activity, his activity. So we're drawing from our understanding here the fact that God does appoint people for particular tasks. And each person, each individual, each one of us are uniquely gifted by the Lord for that task and to accomplish a God-given assignment. And we keep, you know, it's, we want to keep the order straight here, not something you or I do or initiate, but rather something we cooperate with, because it is God who is both the giver of the gift and the governor over the task. And it is his path that we want to choose to be on, because his path, his very path is peace. And his blessing of peace connects with his path and the path on which your life assignment, my life assignment, is established. So the particular task is on a certain path. That particular path is orchestrated in a dimension we call peace. The Lord is resident there. He is calling the shots there. He is both the giver of the gift and the governor of the task. See, he is the giver of the gift, the governor of the task, not me, not you, so that the life assignment that we each have is established. That's the way all, that's the process. And then we can go from there and say that our role is to, and it's important, to agree with his government. His government over your life. And you know, don't whine when you don't see every tiny thing in full manifestation, even if you don't see major things in full manifestation. Your role and your wisdom agree with his government, his orchestration of this life assignment that is uniquely yours. And when you do that, divine government displaces the confusion that is associated with and connected to the world's way. You see, this is a different way of doing things. The world's way is demanding that we have our own way, and it strokes us when we whine and complain. It's the world's way, fed by human flesh, fed by the demand of our flesh, our natural inclination. And this confusion, this way of the world, and the driving force of the world's way of doing things has to be replaced by the excellence of God's order and his peace. You will never have, ever be able to walk in, ever know the fullness of the spirit of excellence until we have his order and his peace. They just all go together. And best of all, this is good, his government over such things, over all of these appointed things, your life assignment, the establishment of it, all of that in your life, and the corresponding peace that is a fruit that is produced thusly. These things are increasing. You might even say the multiplication is so fast. It happens so quickly. It's maybe you could even say exponential. The main thing to grasp here is this is the way God does it. And if we want to align with Him and get the fruit of His peace, the absence of the world's way, which includes confusion, we just have to go with what He says. We have to go with His way of orchestrating appointed things, life assignments, and all of that. Acts 17 is verse 26, and He has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and He has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, verse 27, so that they should seek the Lord. He has made all of this happen. Where we are to dwell, our pre-appointed times, that's not the same thing as predestination. That's another topic. That is not what I'm saying. God has appointed a time to be born, a time to die, a time for us to be on a certain path, a place for your foot to be on that path right this minute, to the degree that you choose it. It's not the implementation of the Lord. He extracts from you free will, and He overreaches to completely dwarf you with a plan He has predetermined. No, not any of that. It's laid out, for clarification here, to be clear, the Lord has laid out a magnificent plan, and our wisdom is to agree with it, align with it, and to follow His lead. That is what I mean. That is what I am implying here, pre-appointed times. That's my understanding, and that's what I'm offering to you. Let me read it again. Verse 26, and He has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and He has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings so that they should seek the Lord. Underline, so that they should seek the Lord. Where is the boundary of my dwelling right now? Answer, seek the Lord. Ask Him. Don't leave it up to chance. Don't leave it up to me. Don't reason it out. Don't grind out your anxiety, my anxiety, you know, in working all that out. Seek the Lord, ask Him, and just let Him know that you know and that you believe you have a pre-appointed time and a pre-appointed boundary to dwell in. That is not hard. That is quite simple. In Isaiah 9:7, therefore you'll flow in to Isaiah 9:7 of the increase of His government and peace in your life, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and over His kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The Lord Himself, His zeal, He is performing this From what point to what point? From the throne of David and his kingdom. Remember that vast area of land in the Middle East, appointed by the Lord, the boundary of that dwelling established, that vastness of land that God gave to the Jew and called Israel, was most realized under the government during the time of David's reign, and by extension, during the reign of his son Solomon. That jurisdiction has been, according to man, shrinking ever since, so that there's this tiny little swath of land that Israel is fighting to hold on to even as we speak. But you see, God's plan wins because his government never ends and is actually increasing. It's the same way in your life. The land and the jurisdiction that God has given to you to maintain and to influence, that is set. Nothing, no one can technically, at the end of the day, usurp what belongs to you. Let me just emphasize here, the boundaries of your dwelling, that includes your family. I just feel the Lord right now. I just feel him right now. He's just saying, listen, this is about your family. This is about your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. His blessing extends to 1,000 generations. He has established the boundaries of your dwelling, and he has determined appointed things for you and your offspring. Nothing and no one shall steal or take away from that boundary or that appointment. And to the degree, this is the word of the Lord to you, if you're listening, I'm telling you this, to the degree that anyone or anything attempts to usurp what God has or has intended for those that are in your bloodline, to be acquainted with the things of Almighty God, a personal, very intimate relationship with him through his word and the endowment of his Holy Spirit. No usurper will succeed, and to the degree that God is faithful, which is unlimited, that is the degree he is seeing to every detail concerning you, concerning you and your offspring. Because let me tell you this, your offspring, they are the posterity of the Lord's choosing, and he will restore to you double. Isaiah said double. He will restore to you double everything that the enemy takes, times and moments and days and events of the heart will not go unmarked for the Lord, by the Lord, for restoration totally to you. We say to the enemy, the thief is caught, and he must restore sevenfold. The thief must restore sevenfold what has been stolen, usurped, deprived of you, from you, in your relationship with sons and daughters, grandsons and granddaughters, great, grandsons and daughters, the Lord has the government and the peace of which there is no end. In Jesus' name, we declare and we insist upon the word of the Lord. Father, we give you the glory. We acknowledge your zeal in our presence as the Lord of hosts. We acknowledge you from this time forward, forever and ever. In Jesus' name. You know, the word of the Lord is true. He has appointed things for you. He has established boundaries for you. He has initiated a plan and a path that is uniquely for you. To the degree that you can discern that, cooperate with him, walk that way, that is the great place of peace. The highest anointing is where your understanding is the most enabled and where your peace, I mean, I just can't say that enough. Your peace is dependent upon this path and this orchestration. We're living in an amazing time. The stakes are very high, and it does seem sometimes that an enemy does have the upper hand, but don't you ever believe that. That is never, ever, ever the case, because our God is the author and the finisher. He's the Alpha and the Omega and everything in between. So you see, it would be impossible for any other force to have the upper hand. You are an end time influencer. You need to fully take on all of the provision that God has for you. And Lord, we just thank you for the word of the Lord out over these families today. We say, the word of the Lord, thank you. Thank you, God.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclear trumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.